This goes to Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H, M like Mary, A, N like November. Fax is 989-828-6835. The patient is Charles, last name Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. In parentheses, he goes by Jim. Date of birth 1/4 of 1930. Dear Dr. Reichman, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Michael, who goes by Jim, for stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and COPD. His wife is present for the telemedicine visit also. She states that he's doing very well. He's eating well. His weight is down about 14 pounds, but she states that he usually ranges between 155 and 160 for weight, so this is a very good weight for him at 156 pounds. He's sleeping well also and generally has been well since his last visit on March 13th of this year. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. He has chronic shortness of breath secondary to COPD. No recent pneumonia, no cough or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or foaminess or blood, and no edema. Medication list is reviewed. He's off Imdur, 30 milligram every other day. He is on Plavix, 75 milligram daily, and aspirin, low dose, 81 milligram daily. Synthroid, Brovana, Pulmicort, and Lipitor. Physical exam, weight 156 pounds, pulse 64, and blood pressure 145 over 77. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 30th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.7, estimated GFR is 37, albumin 3.6, calcium is 9.2, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.1, hemoglobin 12.7, with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, no progression and no indication for dialysis. 2, hypertension, slightly higher today at home, generally ranging between 130 and 140, over 60 to 70, according to the wife. 3, COPD, currently stable. 4, history of pulmonary emboli. He's on aspirin and Plavix, which appear to be effective for anticoagulation for this patient. No recurrence of the pulmonary emboli. And the patient will have lab studies done every 3 months, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.